Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here. Pam's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 12 years.
Oh,
she's
my.
She's been hanging out with us. How about that? You can tell she's pretty excited about it, too. President, oh, my God.
And we're still at it, Jim.
I know. President of Unity Marketing, author of so many books I can't keep up, and sold something under a million copies across the planet. She specializes in upscale luxury customers. She's the author of Shops That Pop, that's the new one, and also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, other books like that. She's our good friend Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you today.
How about that? Almost 12 years.
I know. Well, it's worthwhile. I love what I do.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And that's the reason why we have you on the show.
It makes me happy.
It comes across. Exactly. What is this happiness thing? Isn't happiness overrated, Pam?
Oh, heavens no. I mean, it's in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, you know, the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
And that's what everybody is out there looking for. And, you know, I guess I wrote a little white paper, and I've got it published on my website, about how we really need to sort of understand that happiness perspective, happiness quotient. And, you know, so many businesses, I mean, I know they're service businesses, which is another thing, but so many businesses are focused on product, and thinking that those things that they make and create or they sell are what make people happy. But all kinds of academic research, and I cite one in the white paper, you know, show and prove without a doubt that material things do not ultimately make people happy. So if we're in the business of, you know, trying to serve customers, trying to capture their money and get them to connect with us and have a relationship with us, you know, and hopefully it's a monetary one because we're in business, then we really have to aim for that happiness. And the things you're selling aren't going to make them happy. And it's really
Since it's a fact that whatever you sell, they can get from 9,900 other places across the street or across the internet.
That's right. I mean, again, it's like
maybe cheaper.
That isn't going to set you apart. And, you know, I mean, from the history of retail, I mean, if you go back 100, 200, 500 years, I mean, products and finding products and getting products was a real service that retailers provided. And people, you know, products were rare. But today, there's no rarity whatsoever. So what's rare is a business that really understands that their whole purpose of being is to delight the customers. And the things they sell, while, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, happiness or fun that comes from, you know, buying something new and getting something new, but that isn't really what they're ultimately after, at least not today. It's not about
they're
the things,
for an
it's about how you sell it.
Remember, and, you know, you think about, I have an article I wrote about giving people what they want, not what they need. And you know what people need is to breathe and to eat, and they need shelter and you know, things like that. What they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So that's what people and isn't that the active ingredient?
It is without a doubt
in a small business, a special sauce.
Exactly, because you know they can get it from anybody else, and what you want to do is give them something extra special and make them remember you and be memorable, and that's a person-to-person kind of relationship. It's not just buying something. It's really the delight that you have with meeting new people and relating to people, and you know, again, hopefully that leads to a business relationship as well. But it's happiness, not commercial.
I ordered a piece of electronics a while back, and I talked to the lady on the phone, and I don't know about you, but I order stuff online, and I don't necessarily talk to somebody. If I order a shirt, I don't talk to somebody. But if it's something that other than that, I pick up the phone and talk to the people. number one, I'm trying to negotiate a better deal, right? Number two, I just like to talk to the people in the business. And so anyway, I get this. I bought this little piece of electronics from this little bitty company. They were selling a certain type of electronics, and when I got the package in, there was candy inside. the lady packed the electronics and like anybody else would, and then she put some candy inside for me.
And
I'm still telling people about that.
I know. Well, you know, what did it cost them? Pennies. And what did it get them? Brand loyalty for life and remarkability, because I mean that's what, you know, Seth Godin talks about. You got to, you know, the purple cow. It's, you got to be remarkable. So you have to go, you know, do something way beyond what people are expecting or demanding.
But that takes
effort. Get them to delight.
It takes effort. It takes intention. It takes training. And I don't understand why I see small business owners struggling, Pam, when all they would have to do, when I go in there and they treat me like I'm just somebody else who might walk in, and they're not trying to help me with an experience or help me even help me in general, and yet I say, how's business? Well, it's not so good. Well, I wonder why. Imagine that.
Right. Well, you know, what you said was it takes training and strategy. I mean, and that's all left brain stuff. But what they really need to do is they need innovation and creativity to tap into the right brain, which is where emotion lives. And you've got to stimulate the emotion in your customers. And again, it's like delightful and happiness. I mean, my husband is a huge beer aficionado, and I guess there's a lot of them today. And we visit lots of different small breweries and pubs, and you know, to sort of, he likes to sample the different beers.
Right.
And some places just could care less. You know, they think their idea is to serve beer. Other places, they realize it's not just to serve beer, but it's to romance the beer, to learn about the customers, mm-hmm. And we were at a new brew pub last night that made a tremendous impression on us, simply because one of the kegs kicked, I guess is what they call it. So she only had a half a glass of beer, and because we were engaging her and talking to her, she just gave it to her. She said, "Well, here, I'm just going to throw it away. Would you like
and
it?"
Never forget that.
Never. And it's like, well, we got a new favorite place.
It's the folks creating a happy, rememberable experience for your customers, regardless of what business you're in. It's the active ingredient in your special sauce. And that's why people come back. What Pam is talking about is why people come back. Not because of the thing that you sell or the price that you sell it for. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Pam Danziger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.